Davidson. I'd like you to join me and the ministers of music from here, Water of Life Church in Plano, Texas, as we minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. I'm going to make some people angry at me. My favorite job. But I'm, yeah, just like you. Just like you, I am. I'm going to make some of you angry. And it'll probably be, you're going to find later that this is just what you needed. I want us to turn to Isaiah 6. I've heard this message before. I've heard other preachers preach it. But they've never preached it this way. Amen. Isaiah 6, verse 1. In that year, this is Isaiah speaking, King Uzziah died. I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. With twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And the whole earth is full of his glory. Amen. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. And then said I, Isaiah, woe is me, for I am undone.
Amen.
I've been there, undone. Woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Do you hear that? I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people with unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth. And he said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. Hallelujah. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then said I, After his sins were purged, he said, Here am I, send me. Now I've heard that wonderful message. Wow, the power of God been undone. But did you ever read on what God had him say?
Amen.
Did you ever listen to what God had Isaiah, after he was purged, say? We'll go on. And he said, Go and tell this people, hear you indeed, but you understand not. And you see indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Amen. Can you imagine, after all that, that's what God told Isaiah to say. That's what God told Isaiah to say. Go and tell this people, hear you indeed, but understand not. See you indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their eyes heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and be healed. Are you healed? Turn with me to Luke 10. Are you angry yet?
You don't know me?
Not you.
Okay.
You won't be angry.
Amen.
Okay, Luke 10, verse 21. This got me. I had read this for years, but God revealed something about this a couple weeks ago that blew me away. It said, in that hour, in this hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. He had just told his disciples that they were going to walk over all the power of the enemy. And Jesus rejoiced in spirit. One of the translations says he danced. He was so happy. So he got a happy Jesus here. A happy Jesus. You know, when you follow Jesus, he's not really a man of a lot of emotion.
Amen.
But here, he's happy. And what's he happy about? He said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things. That thou hast hid these things. These things. Being over all the power of the enemy. Being able to bind and loose. Being able to go down to the gates of hell and go across. Go to the gates of hell and travail against them. It says, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Thank you, Father, that the wise and prudent, this has been hid from, they can't even see it. So, are you wise and prudent? Are you wise and prudent? You know what? I've heard people say, well, I've been to seminary. Oh, so you're wise and prudent, huh? These things were hid from you. These things are hid from the wise and prudent. You know, the wise, we know what wise is, intelligent. Do you know that word prudent? It means learned, learned. I've been to college. It means educated. It means sophisticated. Sophisticated. Jesus is happy in spirit because, thank you, Father, I rejoice in spirit because you hid these things from the wise and prudent.
Amen.
Hid them. And then he goes on and he says, and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. You know, I went to a church for years. Went every Sunday, went to Sunday school every Sunday, was at church every Wednesday night, was to choir practice on Thursday late evenings. I was there, and you know what? These things were hid from me.
Amen.
I didn't see them. You know how I know I didn't see them? You know how I know they weren't revealed? It didn't work.
Amen.
It didn't work. It didn't work. If it doesn't work for you, it has not been revealed to you. And you know what God said to Isaiah? He said, go tell them. They hear, but they don't. They hear, but they don't understand. You know, you can hear this Bible read every day and not understand it.
Amen.
You know that you can see this Bible every day and not see the power of God. You can be right in the middle of the power of God and never even see it. Never even see it. Why? It hasn't been revealed. It has not been revealed to you. And you know why it hasn't been revealed to you, doctor? It's because it's never been revealed to you. You know, I have a doctor of divinity. Call me doctor. I'd rather be called a servant of God.
Hallelujah.
I would rather be called a servant of God. And you know when a mother's child has a fever, and you know who she calls? She doesn't call the doctor of divinity because he can't do a thing for that baby. You know who she calls? Grandma. Grandma's got the gospel.
Glory.
Grandma, get that fever off that child. It had been revealed to Grandma. Why? Because she's not wise and prudent. Now, turn with me to Matthew 16. I'm going to go to verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, some Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to him, but whom say you that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee. Your seminary, your church, your Bible study has not revealed this unto you. What revealed it unto you? But my Father which is in heaven. My Father which is in heaven. It doesn't work for you. It hasn't been revealed to you. And you know why it might not be revealed to you? Because you're too wise and prudent. You're too educated. You're too intelligent. God said Jesus was happy, happy that the Father wouldn't reveal it to the wise and prudent, wouldn't reveal it to the educated, wouldn't reveal it to the sophisticated. Who did he reveal it to? The babes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Were you not an honor student?
Yes. And I will show you what had to happen to that honor student.
Preach on.
Yeah. Turn with me to Philippians 3. I'm going to begin in verse 4. Paul had it revealed to him, but look what it cost Paul to have it revealed.
Glory.
It says, verse 4, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh he have whereof he might trust in the flesh, trust in the flesh, trust in my education, trust in my doctorate degree, trust in the books that I've read, trust in all the seminars I went to. What did Paul say about all that? He said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh. That's the flesh, folks. Are you mad yet? If any other man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, add more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, a tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. I'm a Jew, Paul said. He said, as touching the law, a Pharisee. A Pharisee. The Pharisees knew that law. He said, concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Oh, he was there when church opened. Every time the doors were open, he was right there, right in the middle. He was in the choir. Did it work for him? Let's read on. It says, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. Blameless. Do you hear this man? Blameless. The Ten Commandments, he never broke one. Never broke one. In the law, blameless. Just a perfect sample of a church pew goer. Just sweet, righteous, holy. And it wasn't revealed. Let's go on. But what things were gained to me in the flesh, those I counted lost for Christ. He had to give it all up, folks. He had to give it all up. He had to lay it aside. He had to lay it down. Listen to him. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss. All things. All things. His education. His upbringing. His background. His heritage. He had to give it all up. For Amen. What? For the loss. For loss. For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. Dung. You know what dung is? Go to a farm. Go to a dairy farm. They'll show you what dung is. You know, I grew up around dairy farmers. I had a girlfriend whose father was a very excellent dairy farmer. They had the neatest thing in their barn. Those cows knew where to go. They were all in their stalls come milking time. They had the collar on. And behind the collar, they had, I can't remember how many cows, but there are a good number. And behind the cow was a trench about this wide and about this deep. And it was neat, trench all the way down one side of the barn and all the way down the other. And inside was a conveyor belt that would push. And you know what it was? It pushed the dung out. It pushed the cow poop out. The cows would sit there and eat, and then they would, you know, when you feed a cow, it'll poop. It pooped. And that conveyor belt, they just slide it into that trench, and that conveyor belt would take that poop out all the way out the barn, and it would go out the barn, and on the outside of the barn, in a nice little area, was a manure spreader. And it would go down that pipe, and it would drop into the manure spreader. You know what you want? If you want God, if you really want Jesus, if you really want the power of God to work in your life, if you really want the revelation of the gospel, that's what you're going to have to do with your education. That's what you're going to have to do with your heritage. That's what you're going to have to do with your upbringing. You're going to have to let it go right out that chute into the manure spreader.
Teddy.
Yes.
Aren't you have a family that was a very well-known dairyman?
And yes, in Pennsylvania.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah. My grandfather had a very well-known, he grew up in a well-known dairy farm. Yes.
Okay.
And they had a manure spreader, too.
Come on. Amen.
Yes. All right. Let's go on. It says, but I suffer the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. That I may win Christ. That I may win Christ. If you have not had the gospel revealed, you're going to have to humble yourself and you're going to have to let go of those things and you're going to have to ask for it. You're going to have to seek it. You're going to have to ask God to reveal it to you. You know, you can read this Bible through 100 times. You can have every verse in it memorized and you will never have the gospel revealed to you unless God will give it to you. You got to ask for it. You got to ask for it. And you know what happened? You know what the gospel revealed? Turn with me to Isaiah 53.
Thank God.
Isaiah 53, verse 1. Look at this verse. Look at this verse. He said, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Revealed. Not read. Not studied. Not, what do we want to call it? Not memorized. Revealed. Revealed. You know, that I've had to deal with me my whole life. There are some times I get very frustrated with me. I am a person that does not have a good memory for numbers or people's names. And when I was in college, yes, I went to college. I got a degree in dung. I went to college, and to take a college test was very difficult for me. Very difficult. Application, I got straight A's. When I had application, I'd get straight A's. But to take a test, that was a difficult thing for me. And I had to study and study and study, and I still had difficulty. But you know what? The gospel's been revealed to me.
Amen.
It's been revealed. You know what? It's not up here. It's down here. It has to be revealed down here. And you know that you know that you know when it's been revealed. You know it when you've been revealed the gospel. And it comes sometimes to you like somebody punched you in the stomach. That's when God is ministering that gospel to you. When he is ministering the power to you. When he is revealing it to you. You know it. You know it. That sword enters your heart. And it hurts. But it's a glorious hurt. And you find yourself weeping on the floor because you've read it all these years, but it never made sense. And then it does make sense. That's the Amen. Gospel revealed. Do you want that gospel revealed? Or are you wise and prudent? Do you sit in that pew every week and it doesn't work for you? You know, in James it says, when you are sick, you call for the elders of the church. And they bring oil and they anoint you with oil. And the prayer of faith make you well. And if you've got any sins, they'll be forgiven thee. Do you do that in your church? Do you call up the minister when you get sick? Do you do that? They didn't do it in the church I went to. Everybody knew in the church that minister couldn't do a thing for you. Except take up your offering. He couldn't do it. So you didn't call him. Well, you better find a church that it does work. You know, it's amazing to me. When Jesus in John, when Jesus healed the blind man, and the blind man was talking, the Pharisees were all upset because he healed on the Sabbath day. So they're talking to the blind man, and they're asking the blind man over and over again, how did this happen to you? And the blind man finally said to him, why, do you want to become Jesus' disciples? Oh, that made him mad. They made them mad. They got so mad at the blind man because Jesus healed him. Listen to this. They got so mad at the blind man because Jesus healed him that they kicked him out of the church. Kicked him out. And you know what the interesting thing is? Jesus found him. Jesus found him. And he said to and Jesus said to the blind man, dost thou know the Son of God or something like that? And the blind man says, Lord, show me who the Messiah is. And Jesus said, I'm the Messiah. I'm talking to you. And frankly, right now, you can see me. You couldn't see me before, but you can see me now.
Amen.
And you know what that blind man, do you know what Jesus said to that blind man? You know what he didn't say to the blind man? I'm sorry you got kicked out of church. I'll get you back in. Do you know Jesus wasn't at all upset that the blind man was excommunicated? He wasn't upset. If you want Jesus, you're going to have to come out so he can reveal himself to you. There are some of you that are going to have to leave that church pew behind and go find him. Find him.
Amen.
Ask him to reveal himself to you. It's going to take you putting your education and your wisdom and your prudence and your sophistication and your sobriety. You're going to have to put that away. And you're going to have to let God deal with you. And the first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to be born again.
Amen.
You're going to have to be born again.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the Ministers of Music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.